Welcome to Pop a la Carte. This week we've got an update on the shit show that is like Marvel at Fox, because apparently they just can't figure out what the hell they're doing. We have a fall TV preview, since all of the shows are back or coming back, and then some interviews with the cast of Versailles. I'm Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And I'm Angela.
Okay, so we will start with Fox, who just yesterday released a trailer. So this is obviously being recorded on Friday for those, because we'll release this in like days. But anyway, who just released a trailer for Dark Phoenix that told us the movie was going to come out in February of 2019, which at the time when I watched, like, okay, maybe I've been wrong and it actually is going to come out. And then today, a day later, they push it back until June, which now I'm back to thinking this movie's never going to get released. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I was not that swayed by it.
What did you guys think of the trailer?
That's what I meant, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like Batman vs. Superman all over again, in that, okay, it's great that you want to do the story, but you didn't earn it.
Yeah. Right, they haven't dropped off any hints before this. It's just kind of like...
No. They just introduced the character of Jean Grey in the last movie.
Right.
Which... You know, I mean, she was one of the best parts of that movie, but that's not saying much, because that was a terrible movie.
And to be fair, I did not see Apocalypse, so that makes
me bad, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen Apocalypse either.
It did feel like a retread of when they did this plot before, like, down to Professor X, like, separating her from herself, which is not, I thought, the comics canon.
Right.
So...
I don't think I've read X-Men comics before, but I don't think I've ever read a Dark Phoenix story, like the Dark Phoenix saga. So, to be fair,
once again, my knowledge is based on the 90s cartoon.
Yeah.
Not on the comics, but in that it was like an alien or something, I thought.
Well, I think that's what they are doing in this storyline, that it is an alien.
Okay.
Because that's why they're showing them going into space, which, again, is another thing that I feel like isn't earned. And I was reading an interview with Simon Kinberg, who directed the movie, and he's talking about, like, yeah, you know, that's obviously an important part of who the X-Men are in the comics and what they do, and it's like, and, you know, it's been introduced in the MCU, and it's like, okay, that's fair, but you're not in the MCU, and you've never introduced the fact that the X-Men can go into space before. So you're just doing it now and being like, no, it just happens. It's a thing they do. Just so you can do the Dark Phoenix storyline a little bit better than it was done before, hopefully. But it's still not earned, because, I mean, at least, as bad as X3 was, at least that storyline was built to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is just, she was introduced, like, halfway through, I think, Apocalypse. It felt like it halfway through.
Right.
And then, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely seems too soon, but it also, like, the trailer itself was just whatever. It didn't move me one way or the other, and I love Sophie Turner, but I'm still not, like, raring to see it. I do think that, like, the fact that they released the trailer, like, they would look really stupid if the movie didn't come out now, but they already look stupid changing the date from one day to the next, so I'm not really sure what they're thinking.
Yeah, because this is the second time it's been pushed back.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time there hadn't been a trailer yet, but New Mutants, we have no idea when that's really coming out, and they've released a trailer for that. I don't think that's ever coming out, because they don't even film their pickups on that until like February, something like that. But I don't know. I they can use the purchase as an excuse to release it, because obviously things will change and Disney will have different ideas. I mean, they have spent the money at this point. It almost feels like you might as well just make what little you can off of it, but it depends on how soon Feige would want to use the X-Men. They have, a lot of people noticed that it feels like they've dropped X-Men from the title. They're just saying Dark Phoenix.
That's interesting. I had not noticed that, but that does suggest that they're maybe trying to remove it a little bit, since X-Men is going to be running away anyway.
Yeah.
Well, one, it seems a little bit like spoilers for Legion Season 1. Sounds a little bit about like Legion.
Yeah.
So it's like Killer Frost on The Flash? Like, I don't know. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I think I only watched the trailer once, and I actually watched it after I read, like, people talking about it, and even after I read that interview with Kimber. So it's possible I'm getting it from he was talking about the alien in the interview, or somebody else was talking about it, and so that's how I know that's what they're doing, as opposed to the trailer actually showing us any of this shit.
And it makes less sense than Last Stand as well. I mean, it's saying something poorly when, like, you're being compared unfavorably to the Last Stand.
Yes. So
let's start with I mean, the Last Stand's one of the worst
movies. That's a terrible movie.
It was just too many plots, is, you know, one of... But, like, who is Jessica Chastain? I mean, people think she's, like, Emma Frost forever or whoever she is, but, like, at least in the Last Stand, like you said, they earned it, and, like, Magneto, as the villain, kind of, like, pulling her over to his side made more sense because they all, like, kind of knew each other, and he had that history, he has the history of Charles, but, like, here's some random person, and Jean's just going to listen to her? Like...
Right.
I saw some kind of speculation, and I don't know where it was coming from because I didn't read the article, but something about that she could be, maybe she's not actually playing, what's her face, but that she's playing somebody from Charles's past. It's like, okay, well, but who? Because we don't know anybody else. Like, and how does that have to do? You shouldn't have to introduce us to that much story for something that's so big that's supposed to evolve over so much time. It shouldn't all be in one movie.
I mean, again, I haven't seen Apocalypse, so I don't know if it would make sense, but it would make more sense for Mystique to be the one. Because, you know, Mystique kind of is, like, bad sometimes, and they have her being, like, mostly good.
Yeah.
It seems like in this movie. But, like, at least that's established for who the character is, and she knows Jean really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that would make more sense than brand new person we've never met do this thing where she gets Jean to turn on everyone she cares about.
Yeah. I think it's weird that they're doing the alien thing, too, because they did seem to be setting up in Apocalypse, because what you didn't see is, like, she does go, like, flamey, kind of. And so they did already kind of establish that she's doing that, so I thought they were going to just go with the storyline from X3 as well.
Right.
And so now I don't know what they think they're doing. Feels like they're throwing shit at the wall, hoping that they'll do something that Marvel, like, have to keep
follow up on. Is that what?
I don't know.
Oh.
If the writer's trying to be like, you have to hire us, Marvel. You'll need to. We have the code book.
That sounds like not, I don't know why you would think that was going to happen regardless. You know, like, of course Marvel's going to want to just start over no matter what.
The only thing they may keep is Deadpool. And even that, I think, is iffy. It doesn't make any sense. And the other thing that, like, people are pretty much speculating, because it does seem kind of obvious, is that Jean's going to corrupt Phil and Steve. Which makes sense, because, obviously, like, we know, Jennifer Lawrence's contract is up, and she's the only one that, like, who is Fassbender and McAvoy's, but they've both said that they want to do more. It's never going to happen, but they've both said it not to, and she has.
Yeah. I guess.
Pretty obvious she's going to die.
Mm-hmm. She's got to do something dramatic like that. And I'm cool with Mystique dying, so.
I'm actually now even more into my Mystique as the, like, decides to turn and gets Jean to turn, and then Jean kills her. I like this better now.
But I don't know if I believe that they have that kind of range of idea.
They need to hire Angela to write.
There you go. It'd be much more interesting. Yeah. It moving back that much again. So it's almost now a year later than it was supposed to come out, I think.
Right.
I just don't believe this movie's. I don't know. I think it's a 50-50 chance it will actually get released. It depends.
I'm still not over the fact that they bumped the release date the day after the trailer came out.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, did Disney just call them and be like, yeah, no, don't.
Was it a typo? Somebody accidentally typed the wrong date on the trailer.
Right, like, you couldn't just have waited a day on that trailer to make sure that you knew when you were going to release the movie. Come on, people.
It feels like they're doing what DC are doing. It's the throwing shit at the fantasy world stick. And so they threw it out and everybody was like, okay, this does not look good. And they're like, yeah, oh, sorry. No, we didn't mean February. We meant June. Yeah, right. That was the plan all along.
Maybe yeah, but how is that going to, that's not going to make people think it looks better, though, you know? It'd be better if you just didn't bring it up again and then let February come and go and no one would even notice the movie hadn't come out.
It's true. Well, and it's just like, so at the same time they announced this move, they announced that Gambit will now come in, out in 2020, which is laughable because that movie is not getting made.
Right.
There's no way. Disney don't want it. And what is the point of making it now? I mean, mm-hmm. I know that Fox do have to act like a studio. They can't just stop working until to see what happens with Disney. But at the same time, Disney don't want this movie. They're never going to want to release it. Like, Dark Phoenix at least has a chance because it would finish off that story, I hope, and give fans maybe a little bit of closure. But nobody wants a Gambit movie.
Yeah.
So,
I mean... Loud. Is the Gambit movie still supposed to be Channing Tatum? Is that still, are we pretending that that's going to happen? Yes. Huh?
Yeah. Channing Tatum, as I call him.
Because, yeah.
I feel so bad, but Channing Tatum is one of those people, like, I can't look at him. The proportions of his head to his body, it's like, it just, it's like with Peaches, where I can't touch Peaches because the skin makes me crawl. It's the same kind of thing that I would want. It's totally superficial and horrible, but I can't help it. All my friends were, when I said that the first time, were just like, you're looking at the wrong part of his body. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't like a lot of muscles either, so that just grosses me out as well.
Oh my goodness. But, wow, you're really hurting his feelings today.
I can see what people would find interesting, but I'm like, I can't watch the movie. Like, I don't know. And I don't have any desire to. It just sounds stupid. He's not a very good actor, so why?
Oh my god.
It's not like this is a character that's... I mean, he's only been introduced in the one Wolverine movie that everybody forgets happened because
right.
It was so terrible.
Yeah.
Which I never saw.
We definitely do not need a Gambit movie.
Yeah. So they're going to have to, like, obviously reboot him anyway. And he's not been in any of the other X-Men movies, so... It's not a character anyone's clamoring to see, so I don't see why they keep trying to make that happen.
Trying to make Fetch happen.
Yeah. I don't know. But the weird thing that was introduced, too, like, it wasn't weird enough changing the date for Dark Phoenix after you released the trailer. Anyway, the weird thing, they also announced that there's going to be a Christmas release, re-release, I guess, of Deadpool 2. People are speculating that they're going to make, like, a kid-friendly version, which I'm like, how do you make Deadpool kid-friendly? But that Fred Savage is going to be in it.
What?
And there's a picture of Fred Savage in a bed in, like, a t-shirt that he looks exactly like he did in Princess Bride, and Deadpool sitting there with a book sitting next to him.
Okay.
That probably fits in the Deadpool. I'm guessing the kid-friendly version of Deadpool, one of the aspects that makes it kid-friendly is that it's only like 20 minutes long.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. And
there's no other way.
It'll make it to 30 just because you've got to add the bookend of Deadpool telling the story to Fred Savage.
Exactly. So there we go. 30 minutes. That's the kid-friendly length. And then
Deadpool telling the story to Fred Savage. Oh my god, I guess they could do that. They could literally just film Ryan Reynolds telling Fred Savage a story and then, like, intersperse between the other scenes and then be like, well, let's skip that part. We can't talk about that part. And then just go to the next part you can talk about.
I mean, my mom teaches 3-year-olds, right? And she had parents ask who knew nothing about Deadpool asking if she could bring, if they could bring their kids to Deadpool. And I blame... The games that I do like a lot, those like Marvel team-up games for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Deadpool's really fun there, but they cleaned him up there because he's just like a playable character like the rest.
Yeah.
And so then young kids, he's their favorite, and then there's no other Deadpool that they can consume.
Yeah, that's the problem, is like, it's the kind of character you can't make it kid-friendly. And trying to put it into things like that to... makes them want to see it, and then it's like, okay, but the whole point of Deadpool is that he's incredibly raunchy and
violent. A special unlockable character, maybe even that you could purchase, like you had to purchase that character and you had to click that you were 18 or whatever, which, you know, people can lie, but at least, like, then you could have him curse if you added that character in, and it's whoever's fault, you know, for buying it for their kid, even though they were warned. See, I should fix that, too.
There you go. They need to hire you to fix all the things. Obviously. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, that at least I can see how it makes sense. I'm not sure how they're going to make it happen and make it work, but I can see how, okay, we want to make a little bit more money off this character, and we have to find a way that the children can like him.
It is. I mean, it is still really weird. We're going to re-release this movie, but part of being Deadpool, they can get away with weird stuff that wouldn't make sense for anyone else.
That's true. But after a while, like, the first one, it was, like, ingenious, and, like, the marketing, like, it was sort of like, we're not your typical, like, we're not, like, the typical money grab, whatever, right? Even though, of course, everyone wants to make money. But now, like, the more that they push that kind of aspect, the more it's going to just turn out to be just like any other franchise, you know?
Yeah. I still haven't seen Deadpool 2.
I saw it on the plane.
That's
right. I saw both Deadpool 2 and Solo, both movies that I did not feel like paying for.
I saw Solo listed on the plane, and then I was like, I will watch Jaws. So...
We had like an 8-hour flight.
So okay, you had time. You had time.
I had
to kill.
Time. Also, like the first half of Atlanta season 2, so that was nice.
Oh.
Yeah, they only had the first 6 episodes, but still, I was like, all right. And Solo, it was funny because John like hasn't seen Darth Maul since Phantom Menace, and knows nothing about it. So like, he was just like, "Does that even take place?"
I'm confused right now. Exactly. Like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that confused a lot of people. I only, like, I didn't watch Rebels, so I only kind of knew that Darth Maul was somehow in it. So even I was like, wait, what?
No. Anyway, that's a big tangent.
Yeah, sorry. So you thought Solo was better than Deadpool 2?
But Solo was also the first movie I watched, and Deadpool 2 was at, like, hour, like, 4 or 5, so I was starting to get antsy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I had many issues with Deadpool 2, but I only watched it the one time, so, and I've heard from other people that it's better than I think it was, so.
I was pretty mad at the fridging. It was pretty classic fridging, and going in knowing that the writers had no clue, supposedly, about that, like, didn't help. And Cable was boring.
Yeah, I wasn't that into Cable. I didn't think that he was that great.
Speaking of fridging, his family's fridge, too. It's just like,
That was so annoying.
And yet, I mean, that's his entire... So they killed his family just to give him motivation. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he gives up getting to be with his family so that Wade can live.
Yep.
And, like, I mean, your family's alive now, but, like, caring about your family was the only point of view. Like, it just... Yeah, it needed more Domino. She was awesome. Yes. Although Domino's hard, because, like, you couldn't... That shtick only works in doses.
Yeah. Anyway.
So it needed the teenagers, yeah. So it was fine. It was fine for the plane. I was like, okay.
There's movies that work for planes. Yeah.
That's what that was.
I could see that. I think I watched the first Amazing Spider-Man on a plane.
Oh, my goodness.
I never watched the second one, so.
Is that the Andrew Garfield one?
Yes, that's the Andrew Garfield one.
Yes, I saw the first one, not the second of that.
Ha! We're all the same there. I don't know. Okay, I'm about to get on another tangent, but I was just going to say, like, Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone were so great for those roles, but that movie was so dumb. I was just like, why? Yeah. Why did you just take all the things from the other Spider-Man movie and then just make them stupid?
Yeah. Matt's big thing was the whole Spider-Man never knew his parents. He did care about his parents because May and Ben were his parents.
Yeah.
So making it this big mystery around his dad was like, that was when he was like, I'm out, because you're changing the entire character.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a big part of who that character is, and you just completely destroyed it because. And that's the problem. That's always the thing that, like, Marvel does better than Marvel Studios does better than any of the other ones, is that they can find the core of the character and change things around it, but they keep what's important. But it's like, okay, no, you fundamentally change a character. Well, then it's not that character anymore. Why do we want to watch it?
Right.
Yeah. Why don't more
like Fox and DC hire the good comics writers that they have? Why aren't they like, hey, you did a really great Superman arc for the comics. We'll pair you up with a screenwriter who knows how to write for screen, and you guys write us a movie.
Well, I mean, isn't Geoff Johns, like, historically really, he did a lot of really big comics arcs for DC, didn't he?
That's kind of why he was put
in charge, but that doesn't always translate to them knowing what they're doing.
Yeah. And honestly, people already had issues with Geoff Johns before that, like in the comics, because of the way that he, like, you know, unceremoniously came in and, like, switched out Wally West for Barry Allen again, because that was the Flash that he liked, and, like, switched out Jon Stewart, that everyone was in love with because of the animated series, and that he was having a good comic run, to get Hal Jordan back. And people were like, that's just, like, you doing what you want and not what is actually, you know, the best for DC.
Read the room, dude.
Exactly, read the room.
Yeah, so it's like, you kind of basically got DC, who brought in somebody from the comics but didn't know how to run a studio and didn't know how to do the movie side of it. Fox, who... I don't even know what they've done. They've gotten people who are in the... Like, they're just movie people who don't apparently understand the comics. And then Feige, who... He's never been in a part of the comic side, but he obviously understood the characters and was invested in them, and he has the history on the movie side because he came up from production. So yeah. I guess, yeah, I don't know. That's obviously what has worked, but I think he's like a once in a lifetime.
Right. You can't really replicate even, you know, that.
As much as there are other people at Marvel Studios who are obviously very important, It is one of those things where it's like, yeah, well, eventually something's going to happen if Feige won't be there, and how is the quality going to keep up? Mm-hmm. Because that's a flash in the pan. Like, okay, are we done with this topic? Because I think we're done with this topic.
Yeah, I think we are.
Something else that I think we do need to talk about that we didn't get to talk about that's news related before we move on to our Fall TV preview.
Go on.
Even though now this is going to go on longer than we expected. But anyway, Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, right.
How do you guys feel about it in general? I don't know. I mean, we've already, I think, talked about the fact that, you know, obviously we're not happy about Johnny Depp.
Right.
But now we have the new trailer and the reveal about Nagini.
I'm increasingly glad that I don't care.
Right.
This at all. Like, I read Harry Potter and saw all the movies and I liked them, but I don't. Even though I read them growing up, like, I don't have that same, like, tie. So I'm like, all right, well, you guys are doing your thing, I guess, and you're not doing well, but all right.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have any interest in watching it before, and now I'm, like, you know, pretending like I'm actively boycotting it because of Johnny Depp, even though I wasn't going to watch it anyway. But now I can righteously not watch it. And then with the latest trailer... To be honest, like, I didn't even really pay attention to the trailer. Like, it played, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw the, you know, the Claudia Kim thing, the Nagini thing, and that aspect of it, I'm not being an Asian woman, I'm not going to be like, ah. But I do think that it's annoying that some of the very little representation that there is at all, because Harry Potter is mostly a white world, an Asian woman who is turned into a snake. And it's not just that she's turned into a snake, and of course there's, you know, like, Asian religions that they do revere snakes in certain, you know, certain religions, etc. But, so not even that aspect of it, but just the fact that it's like, oh, she just really wants to be human, so she wants to avoid this curse where she's going to turn into a snake, but we already know she turns into a snake, so thank you for this sad story. Goodbye. But yes.
Yeah, it's any
woman, like... She just, and then the way that she, like, one of the most climactic moments in the last book is, like, this woman that's been trapped as a snake serving a man for years is now killed by a dude.
Yeah, and you know that J.K. Rowling did not know she was a real woman when she wrote that. And there's no interiority. There's no way.
Yeah,
that's like saying she knows that, she knew that Dumbledore was gay. Like, she did not. If she knew, even worse, because she didn't care. She didn't give them any interiority
about
that.
Because all this stuff about the Deathly Hallows, I'm sorry, she did not have that figured out at the beginning of the series.
Right.
She didn't know what the invisibility cloak was when she wrote the invisibility cloak.
Yeah, so it's just like, to pretend like this is meaningful, then why would you have let Nagini die without ever exploring that. You know, you wouldn't have done that if you were, as a writer, wanting to make a point with this, you know? She wasn't like, let me put this in my back pocket for when I want to make another $1 million or another $1 billion in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's being compared a lot now to George Lucas. Because, I mean, George Lucas did it earlier, because, like, I don't care how many freaking times he says he always knew that Luke and Leia were brother and sister. No, you didn't.
No, he did not.
No, you didn't. Because if you did, and you had them kiss like that, ew, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that to your leading man.
The Midichlorians bullshit is all just added stuff that's idiotic.
Right. So, like, whatever. If you want to add stuff. But don't lie to me that this was the plan all along.
I was in your pocket for 20 years.
Yeah.
I can believe where, with the Deathly Hallows thing, I can kind of, like, I do agree that it feels shoehorned in and that there was a lot of it she didn't have planned out all the way from the beginning. But I do believe that she always knew the Elder Wand would be important somehow. Because she talked about how the one question she was always afraid somebody would ask was, what is Dumbledore's wand made of? And nobody ever did. I can believe that she knew that was going to be important. But I think she probably expanded it and added the Deathly Hallows afterwards. Because otherwise you would have had that sign just appear in the background. And, like, in the movies. And you would never have, you know, people would have just not known what it is.
Right.
Because she had other things she did that with, where it was just, you didn't really, like, it didn't seem important at the time, but later on it meant something.
Yep.
So I could believe, I feel like it would have shown up before that book.
Mm, agreed.
I said what I had to say.
You said your piece.
Yeah, I will say that the thing with Nagini and a woman of color in the opposition, Catherine,
mm-hmm.
who writes for the site, obviously, is half Asian, and she has, like, said she doesn't have a problem with that storyline, which, you know, none of us are Asian, so we can't speak to that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen...
When I first read it, though, and it was, you know, what a Maledict just was, and this is a, like, blood curse from, like, a mother to daughter, I was, like, as a woman, I was annoyed.
Right, right. And I've definitely seen plenty of, like, on my K-drama Twitter, I have seen many Korean, you know, users upset about it. So it's not like... No one's upset about it. There are people who are Korean, like Claudia Kim, who are upset about it. But that doesn't mean, like, of course not everyone is going to be upset by it. And it's not like you have to feel that way, right? So I feel like...
I think the thing I've seen a lot of people are upset about is not even that... Because not even the idea that it's a woman of color who ends up servicing... For whatever way, a man who his entire ideology is based on white supremacy.
Right.
It's not even that. It's that it feels like she's shoehorning in representation where there wasn't any. It was like, oh, look, there was an Asian woman there all along. It's like, no, that doesn't count because she wasn't an Asian woman.
Right, right. It's and I think she does that a lot. Like, she'll be like, oh, actually, there were Jewish students at Hogwarts. Or, oh, actually, there totally were, you know, these magic schools in other cultures that we just never acknowledged because... I didn't feel like it. Like, so, like, good job that you imagined that somewhere there was diversity and you just chose not to include it. Like, yay?
Yeah, I saw something the other day. Somebody was saying, and I didn't know this, because I would consider myself a huge Harry Potter fan, but I'll be honest, I've not followed the stuff outside of it, because I wasn't a big fan of the first movie, Fantastic Beasts. And I just haven't as followed all of the Pottermore stuff because there's too much and I have too much going on. But anyway, I saw somebody say something about the fact that there's only one wizarding school in South America and it's in Brazil. And it's like, how is that fair to the fact that most of the people in South America actually speak Spanish?
Right.
And then but the only school that they can go to is in the Portuguese country.
Right. And how big is South America? Like, why is there only one school when there's like six schools in like the near vicinity of Hogwarts?
Of Europe.
In Europe. Like, that makes no
Asia
sense.
Asia, too. Isn't there only one school for all of Asia as well?
I don't know. But I know another of the problematic representation things is, I think she said something like, basically, there was magic in the New World, but Native Americans didn't learn how to use their magic through wands until the Europeans showed up.
Which is so random. Like, why? Did Europeans like,
it's like own the patent
on wands? Like, wow. Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. And then with the Dumbledore thing, you know, they've said, and I don't think they said we won't get any acknowledgement of his sexuality in the movies. I think they said in this movie.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was only in this movie, which it's like, okay, but you're already introducing this thing. But then it seems weird because it's like, I could see that scene in the trailer where they're showing him looking into the mirror of Erised and he sees Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, you know, that feels like a moment where you should kind of acknowledge what he feels.
Right.
He felt for this person. So I'm like, what is that scene about then, if that's not what it's about?
Yeah. That is strange. Mirror of Erised
is supposed to show you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try and tell me he wants to be Grindelwald? I don't understand.
I mean, that's the other idea, right? Like, either he wants him or he wants to be him. Like, I don't know what the other thing is. Like, I want to hold what he's holding. Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah. It's strange. Because he sees him as an adult. So he sees him as Johnny Depp, but then he sees him as Jamie Campbell Bauer. A younger, you know.
Oh, that's right.
He was the one who played him.
I totally forgot that. That's so funny.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Me either.
I don't know what she's doing, but I don't think I'm going to see. I think I saw the first one only because my mom really wanted to go.
Aw.
I went to the, like, special screening they did where they showed, like, the first 15 minutes or something, and because at first I was excited, and then I was like, I don't think this looks very good.
Yeah.
And I think my mom wanted to go, so I went and saw it with her. So I don't know what I would do now if she's like, let's go see it, and I'm like, I don't really want to.
Right. She's like, let's wait for it to come on TV.
Because I'll do it on HBO or something when it's free, and because I already pay for it.
Yeah, I just watched it on TV, and I was just like, I'm so bored, and then I don't remember anything that happened, so.
It's not good. It's really not good. Anyway, moving on to what we were actually supposed to talk about. Football TV schedule.
Premiers.
Which has already started, because some of the shows are already back.
Yes, they are.
I didn't watch anything this week. Did you guys? I haven't had time.
I watched The Good Place.
Of course you did. Yeah. The Good Place was an excellent premiere. Off to a great start.
I love Simone.
Yes, Simone was excellent. I loved her. I love how they're dealing with the new, you know, the new reality and how we go back and forth between, like, Michael and Janet in the whatever afterlife versus our foursome in the real world. So it was really enjoyable.
Although Simone, I mean, Chidi is a moral philosopher, so he doesn't count. But Simone must not be a very good scientist because a sample size of 4 or 5 is irrelevant.
She's, yeah.
That's too small a sample size.
She's not a good scientist. It's like, clearly, she was already like, oh, you just want to come and use these this MRI machine and blah, blah, blah. Yes, let's do it. So let me ask out my patient in the middle of our exam. Do it. So anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, I thought I was sitting there and I was like, surely they'll be like, at least the four will be together, but there'll be more people. But then they were like, no, this is the group. I was like, that's not a study.
I was also expecting more people. And then I was like, oh, okay, we're not. Or at least I thought it was going to be like faceless other people that we would just reference, you know? But no, she was like, we've got our group. I was like, okay, this sounds fake. But anyway.
Because I just posted about Chidi and Eleanor for Twitter Fate of Tuesday, and I'm like, I have room for Simone. I don't care. I love her.
You
like,
can OT3 it.
Second or mouth.
It's
and
cool.
I was like, I love you.
Polyamory is all the rage.
I have multiple OTPs with The Good Place, which I guess doesn't make them OTPs.
That's correct. That is counter to the OTP lifestyle. Yes.
Whoops.
You have failed the city. I also watched the Good Doctor premiere, speaking of good things, you know, good places, good doctors. And I really liked the second season premiere. I don't know if you continued with the first season. I don't think you did, right, Angela?
No, I like dropped out right before the finale because it was about the old guy and I didn't care.
So Jared was leaving at the end of last season. He was going to take a job in Denver. I think, Denver?
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I was expecting him to just be gone, and then they'd have, like, one line about how he left in this premiere. But instead, the premiere gave him a whole story about leaving, and he got to, you know, have closure with Claire, and he had nice moments with Sean, and I was like, well, this is really nice. Like, I feel like very few shows are this nice to characters when they are sending them off, you know? So it was a nice start. I don't know what the season itself will be about.
Did it bring up Claire's, like, efforts to bring down that harassing doctor?
No. They didn't talk about that. I mean other than
for giving Barrett a good farewell, I'm okay with that, but I want, like, if there's any storyline I care about from the first season.
I would like them to go back to that for Claire, but in terms of Jared, they didn't really. Aside from that being the beginning of the reason why other doctor doesn't like him, you know?
I actually really like that they went there with him, like, being in trouble for hitting that guy, because it's true. Like, that's toxic masculinity as well. Like,
yeah. So like, it was referenced because of that, but not on Claire's side.
Yeah.
And then I also watched the premiere of This Is Us, which is always excellent. This Is always good. Although this is, like, I was like, I didn't cry, so I guess I was like, what's wrong? They didn't make me cry this week. but I am interested in seeing, you know, the expansion of Beth's family life. So we're getting to know her cousin better now that her cousin is dating Kevin. And I really hope that for once, Kevin's love life just remains stable. So it's a good sign that she's already a regular, because his love life has been a mess for two seasons and is definitely the weakest part of the show. So if they shore that up, then we'll begin.
I still don't know, like, I still haven't watched that show, and I still don't know if I can, because it just, I'm like, I don't need more reasons to cry. I just don't know. I need happiness.
It's cathartic, though.
I have an endless list of K-dramas for you, if that's the case.
It's cathartic tears, all right? Cathartic tears. But yeah.
That's so true. Sometimes you need a good cry, but I feel like lately I'm just crying so much that I'm like, no.
That's so sad.
Sorry. Didn't mean to bring everybody down.
It's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you. So, shall we jump into October ones, then? October premieres?
What's actually... Well, apparently, another show I haven't watched, but I really want to, Cold Dark is back on Masterpiece this Sunday. So we should note that. Although, this is going to be afterwards, so, you know, catch up on it.
Speaking of Sunday...
Yeah. Speaking of Sunday, that's also the day that Marvel Rising Secret Warriors is airing. So you will have to catch up with it afterwards. But I saw it twice yesterday because I watched the screener, and then I actually had to stay I didn't have to, but I stayed for the screening after I did Red Carpet. Look for those videos soon on withanaccent.com and at YouTube withanaccenttv. Anyway, but it's so good because it's just kind of refreshing to see something like it's focused to, like, young girls. So the main characters are Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, Squirrel Girl, America Chavez, and then, like, there are male characters as well.
But they don't matter.
I'm just kidding. But it's just really nice because, like, they're young girls coming into, like, trying to figure out their powers and who they are as powered people, and trying to make a difference, but, you know, not always succeeding, and they're having, like, real struggles as, like, you know, they fight over silly things and judging people based on, you know, I don't know, it's kind of hard to go into, but it's just really good. It's an hour and 20 minutes, I think.
Oh, really? An hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah, and I watched it yesterday and I loved it.
And what network is it?
I watched it twice yesterday. I loved it both times.
Yeah, when network is that?
That airs Disney XD.
Okay. Disney XD. So, but it's animated?
Or, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I definitely do want to watch it. I love the little Marvel Rising comic. I love the Marvel Rising comic that they also put out a couple weeks before. Yeah. Sort of, like, in conjunction with this, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that. They've put out dolls for them. Apparently, you can get, like, I think it's on Monday. Target are going to have, like, clothing for young girls that you can buy. Like, you can get a Squirrel Girl sweatshirt that has, like, a little fuzzy part in the front. And then, like, fanny pack thing in the front. And then, like, a little tail on the back.
That's so cute.
So, they're doing a real push to, like, try and include, and boys will like it too, because there were boys there that loved it last night. Aww. But I was actually sitting next to Milana Weintraub, who does the voice for Squirrel Girl,
mm-hmm.
And who was cast as the as Squirrel Girl in New Warriors.
Oh.
I didn't think was happening, but now I think might actually be happening on the streaming service because she said things she probably shouldn't have.
Oh, wow.
But that's in the video that we'll be in a few days. Anyway, so I actually sat next to her, like her niece was there and carrying a Squirrel Girl doll. And it was super cute because she's like, I'm the tippy toe to her Squirrel Girl. I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. But anyway, I was sitting next to her and Milana Ventrub was next to me. And it was just adorable watching her niece, like on the edge of her seat, like eating popcorn and turning to her and being like, that's you, right? And it was just really, really cute.
That's really cute.
Excited. There were a lot of children in the theater who obviously really liked it. So. And it's good to see new characters because I think the Quake is in it and Chloe Bennett does do the voice for Quake.
Okay.
But otherwise, you know, there's a cameo by a character at the very end that I'm not going to spoil. But,
mm-hmm.
And Captain Marvel is obviously a part of it.
Aww.
So it's actually like one of the first introductions to a bunch of characters.
That's really great.
Pretty much all of these characters have never been in anything else. So it's super cute. I really liked it. It's kind of refreshing. So I would totally recommend that.
Nice.
What's
nice.
This called again?
Marvel Rising Secret Warriors.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, okay. What else? I think, let's see. I'm just going through the list of like what's coming out, trying to see what I'm actually going to watch. I don't feel like there's anything new that I'm going to be watching, guys.
I feel like there's got to be something new. Let's see. Let me go down this list with you.
I'm looking at the fourth, and I know you just did interviews for that. I Feel Bad.
Yes. I did do I Feel Bad.
What's that about? How are we feeling about that?
I feel like it's, okay. I saw the premiere, like the first episode, and it was cute.
Uh-huh.
I thought, like, I didn't, like, there was, like, some moments where I was, like, a little bit clunky, but I thought it was cute. I thought the characters were fun, and I was like, sure. I'm not that big on comedy, you know, like, on half-hour comedies, unless they are by
yeah.
Michael Shore. But it was cute, and I like that it's, that Asim Batra, as a showrunner, you know, like, has, like, there's more authenticity there, right? She's telling a story about a family that many, from many generations back, comes from India, but they are an American uh-huh. family, like her. So I thought that was really cool. But I don't know. I've heard that like going further into the season, it's not that great. Like it's kind of tropey, I guess, you know. And it is meant to be tropey. Like every episode is like I feel bad about something, right? So there's this aspect of, because there's the family, but there's also her job, and her job focuses a lot with like she like works with these like dude bros basically. And so that part can be like a little bit like, oh, you know, this woman versus all these dude bros, but really they're like really sweet inside and they love her, but also they're super sexist and lame. So I'm like, okay, you know?
Yeah, that's always hard. I like the actress though.
Yes.
Cause she was in a show that I'm now blanking on the name of that was on, CW. The one about, like, the guy who thinks he knows when the end of the world is coming.
Oh, okay. Something like No Tomorrow or something like that.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Right? That's the one she was on, right? I can't remember. Anyway, I loved her character. She was fun.
And
so,
yes, it was No Tomorrow. So that's okay. Good. Yeah, the actress was great. And yeah, I think that her chemistry with her husband, Paul Adelstein, I think that's his name, was cute. I liked it. But yeah, I don't like the work side of it so much. And
oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Hopefully it'll get better. So.
We can hope.
Yeah. So that's October 4th.
Yeah. Next Friday, October 5th, Man in the High Castle is finally back. After almost 2 years since the last season airs.
Wow.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have problems with it, but I really like that show. So I'm very excited about it. Although I will be at New York Comic Con, so I'm not going to be watching it that day.
I'm just personally.
I actually think I'm doing interviews with the cast that day.
Oh, hey, look at that! So it'll make up for not getting to watch it.
Yeah, I won't get to watch it until the next week sometime.
Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed that Z Nation is on season 5. I don't even know what Z Nation is, but wow.
I think it's a sci-fi show. It's a zombie show. That's what the Z is for.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was still on.
Me either, clearly. I didn't know it existed.
When is that?
Same day, October 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing on October 5th is the first movie from that Into the Dark that I think we were kind of talking about.
Yeah, we mentioned that one, yeah.
That's the one from the Hulu anthology series. Where they, every episode, every movie will mm-hmm. be based on a different holiday.
That's
October, so it's obviously going to be Halloween.
Halloween!
We do have screenings for that, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
How dare you?
I know, I'm terrible. And Van Helsing's still on?
Apparently.
That's a show?
Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like she's she's descended from the original Van Helsing.
Oh. Well, actually, when you say that vaguely is familiar now, so.
It's on Sci-Fi as well. I was like, I didn't know it was still on. October 6th is Versailles. It's finally its last season, and I'm actually surprised that it lasted this long. But I do really like the show. It's really interesting, but nobody watched it, unfortunately. Why do you have what? It's on Sunday, October 7th.
Yeah, I know. Why did Deadline lie to me? You're right. It is October 7th.
So they screwed up.
Yeah. I'm upset. Like Drake. But anyway.
Like I said, I'm super excited, except I'm really upset that I'm not going to get to watch it until the day later.
Aww.
Although Matt did agree to wait, so.
Oh, that's sweet of him.
He's going to watch it. Yeah.
I hope he's not like me.
He's not going to rush.
Sometimes, I promise people that I'm not going to watch things, but then I watch them anyway. And then I just secretly pretend like I don't know.
Pretend you didn't know.
Yeah, I just react surprised to everything, which is great because even when I've already seen something, I react the same way upon rewatching it, like it's the first time. So I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening to me again. But yes.
Yeah.
Also, October 7th is God Friended Me, which I'm only pointing out. It's a CBS drama. I'm only pointing out because Violet Bean, who was Jessie Quick from The Flash, she's her first lead role, so I'm so proud of her. And I'm going to watch the show just because of that, even though it's going to last like half a season. You go, girl.
Yeah, that's probably going to be one of those ones. You know, it's funny. You're looking at the Deadline list.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the TV Guide list. TV Guide say that show starts Sunday. Sunday, the 30th.
Oh, my God. Why?
So nobody knows what's going on. How is anybody supposed to watch stuff if you don't know what's going on? Like, this is bad.
There's that, Flight of the Conchords special. It's not really recurring.
I've never watched Flight of the Conchords, but I know everybody loves it.
Then,
I feel like I should.
I'm going to look at the TV guide list now. And yes, I've seen a couple of Flight of the Conchords videos, but I have never actually watched the show.
Yeah. The Walking Dead is also back Sunday, October 7th. But is anybody watching that show anymore?
I think we should all stage a walkout. We should let the show become The Walking Dead.
I mean, half the cast is leaving, and I'm sure they're paying Norman Reedus a shit ton of money to keep him and to not get rid of him, because otherwise, like, everybody's gone. Like, nobody wants to be on that show anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's, like, getting rid of Carl was the death knell. Like, everything was going to go to the apocalypse after that. But yeah, now, like, Of course, I dropped it after, you know, with Glenn's death, so I didn't need to be around for that. But at this point, you're just waiting for the end. You're just watching for the end.
You're just watching to watch people die.
Exactly.
Yeah, so now I think people will watch through the middle of the season just to watch how Andrew Lincoln, I can't even remember his names anymore.
Rick.
And, and Lauren.
Oh, Maggie. Rick and Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how they leave. I think that's the only reason people are going to watch the season, and then they're going to lose everyone.
Right.
Except for the Norman Reedus-obsessed people. Which, you know, it's going to be his show now, I'm sure, so good for them.
Yep.
Star Wars Resistance, since we were talking about it earlier, also premieres that day, October 7th.
Did you see what was in the news about that? That the voice actress who does Leia said...
Yeah. I'm like, are they going to recast her? If it's that soon, I guess they can't. But I'm like, I feel like you need to change because
Yep.
For those who don't know, she put up the voice actor for Leia put up a video of herself apparently mocking Christine Blasey Ford after her testimony.
Dumbass.
It was like her voice. He was making fun of her voice, which is bad enough. And because her apology later was trying to be like, I'm just a voice actor and I was just doing that. But one of her lines was, I sound like I was I'm back at that high school party.
Wow.
Like, nope.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yep. Her Twitter's gone now.
Oh, so someone got to her. Well, someone was like, hey, now.
I saw a bunch of people, like Mara Wilson was like, well, she just made it easier for those of us doing voice work in Hollywood to get a job because that's one less person we're going to have to fight against.
But she's so, I'm like, mom, why would she do that? What a dummy.
Yeah.
Even if that
so
is like.
That's not looking good for Star Wars Resistance.
Nope.
Because it's not like she's some random character they could write out. Like, it's Leia.
They can, but, you know, if Leia suddenly starts sounding different, I think people will be okay.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will care.
Leia has a cold! Yeah. But yeah.
You know, people were pointing out, like, if Carrie was alive now, she would have destroyed that woman.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, no, you don't get to be Leia. I mean, That's so bad. Just an aside before we continue, apparently Dark Phoenix was pushed back because they needed more time to get the VFX done from the additional photography. But obviously, they should have figured that shit out before they released the
trailer. Exactly. What?
It doesn't really answer that question.
Did they just figure it out by watching the trailer? They're like, oh, this still looks bad. We gotta fix that. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Need more time.
Anyway. Your fave is back October 9th.
Yes, my fave. My problematic fave. Back October 9th. The Flash. At 8 p.m. on the CW. Watch West Allen's baby, and then whatever else they do, I don't know about them. And of course, Black Lightning.
And Black Lightning. Which, I still feel like I need to find time to go back and watch Black Lightning, because that, you know, my whole thing last season was, I'm not watching the DC TV shows anymore, because I just couldn't invest that time in them.
Right.
When half the time we were so iffy, and that I was going to wait until Netflix, because they have the deal to immediately go on Netflix. And if people told me I needed to watch them, I would, and nobody told me I needed to watch them, except for Black Lightning.
Yes, Black Lightning, so, you should definitely watch. And it has no connection to the other, so it's not like even like you're watching DC TV.
Which
helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. There's a lot of developments in season 2 of Black Lightning that I'm really excited for. So, I'm interested to see
about it, so.
Oh, well, of course, you know, more grace than last season, so blessings. And we're going to deal with the, you know, the kids that were injected with Black Lightning in the past and, like, what happened to them and what, you know, they can do now. So, and Jordan Calloway, who plays Khalil, is a regular this season. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what path they take for him. Like, is he going to become, like, a mini big bad, like Tobias' second in command? Or is he going to, like, betray Tobias and try to win Jennifer back?
I want him to betray Tobias, but Jennifer being like, hmm.
Well, no, of course.
Like, he would, on that.
Exactly. And then he'll just, like, follow her around like a little puppy for a season, and she'll be like, I still not gonna do anything for you, but thank you for that.
Yeah.
It'll be like Spike and Buffy in season whatever, the last season. But yes.
Yep.
Anyway, Valerie's favorite, Riverdale, on the 10th.
Is anybody still watching that, though? Says a girl going to a press room. Well, I haven't been confirmed, but I probably will get that press room in a week.
Let's hope so. I'm not watching it. Mm-mm, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And I heard some nonsense about how maybe Veronica and Reggie? Yes, that is his name. Reggie will hook up next season, and I was like, you haven't even made Reggie a character. Please stop. Stop pretending like he's going to hook up with these people when he does not even exist.
That's weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't
Nobody
know if you.
Cares.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember, like, in season 1, he was played by. Ross Butler played him. And he was in. He's in 13 Reasons Why. And he was barely. He lives in, like, 4 episodes and he had, like, 2 lines. It was ridiculous. I'm gonna, like, why did you do this to him? And then he was replaced with some other guy, Charles Melton, I think, in season 2. And it was, like, he was in 6 episodes and had 4 lines. I was like, okay. Why?
Yeah. It sounded like they wanted to make him a bigger character, but then they just didn't.
No, yeah, they didn't. And they teased a romance with Josie, and it was literally like they made out a party one time. That was the entirety of the romance. Yeah.
Am I the only one who still watches Supernatural, which is back Thursday the 11th?
I never watched Supernatural.
Yeah, I watched Supernatural, like, I binged it for 3 seasons, and then I was, that's it.
I've watched since the beginning, and it's funny, because it really was, like, our guilty pleasure, but I remember when we got to a point where we watched, where we were like, because it was on, you know, it started, and it was doing, like, it was going at the same time as Lost for a while, and I remember we got to a point where we were like, holy crap, we didn't even know Supernatural was building a mythology, and it did, and then it was doing it better than Lost, which was the show about, like, all about having a mythology. But then, you know, obviously, when Was-His-Face left, it kind of fell apart. Sarah Gamble was not a good choice for showrunner for that show.
Mm.
But it got pretty good again. The last couple seasons were actually pretty good. But I think we just kind of watch it because I have habit now. Excuse me.
I mean, it's, like, familiar then, right? It's just, like, yeah. You know, what you're getting with Supernatural. We need that sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, also on the 10th, going back is All American premiere, which is supposed to be, I mean, I saw the premiere and I really liked the premiere. It's really like, yeah, it's like, it was effective storytelling. It was emotional. It was, you know, thrilling to watch, I guess. And there's also like a soapy element. There's definitely like a soapy element, but for the most part, it's like, you know, the issues are grounded, the characters are grounded, and then there's just like a little bit of extra drama. But yeah, so you should totally check that out if Friday Night Lights was your thing, or if like you want the, like it literally says, right? It literally says Friday Night Lights, but more like the OC. So yes, it's like Friday Night Lights, but meets the OC. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of looked at that and was passed over it because for me, it's like, and I don't care about sports television.
Yes. When sports things happen, I don't know what's going on. But I did love Friday Night Lights a lot. Cool.
How is Dynasty still on? I thought that I got canceled. I was sure it would have gotten canceled. How is that still on?
CW is just really generous. Also, because of the Netflix deal, like Dynasty also has a Netflix deal, even though no one talks about it regardless. So they let it live.
I suppose there's that. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is back on the 13th as well, which is basically, that's the way it is. The 12th. Oops, wrong date. And that's coming to an end, though.
Yes, this is right? The final season. Mm-hmm.
It recast one of her love interests, apparently.
But like, her the character now.
Yeah, and apparently, and it's for like a purpose. Apparently, it's like meant to be like when you look back on people and they aren't the same as how you thought they were. So, yeah.
This stuff. Show for Amazon by the Mad Men guys sounds kind of interesting. The Romanovs.
Yeah, I saw somebody saying something today about how, you know, they did interviews for it, but they're not allowed to say anything about it.
Huh.
Because yeah. It's the same as, like, Mad Men, that he tries to keep it early. I never watched Mad Men, did you?
I did watch Mad Men.
I'm just, like, scrolling through a list of premieres. This is on the 12th.
Yeah.
It drops. It says it's an anthology series. Every episode features a completely different cast, and what connects everything together is the fact that all characters believe they have descended from Russia's most famous royal family.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, never mind.
That's actually interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was literally about the Romanovs, but no, that's okay. That's interesting. Anthology series. Yeah. Hmm.
Because that is a thing. There's so many people all over the world who do that.
Yeah.
Like, nobody believes you. Find us a DNA to test, and then we'll let you know.
Right. I think it'd be more fun as a comedy, so I don't know, but, you know.
That's true.
A comedy.
But I think everything
would be I was about to say, comedy. You would rather everything be a comedy.
What is this? Is this a TV show with David Tennant and Jennifer Garner? What is this? Camping?
Yes, Camping. It's a comedy for HBO.
Huh.
On the 14th.
The only problem is it's from Lena Dunham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. How come? Yes, who wrote this?
I want to be excited because I'm like, yay, David Tennant on my screen. But I'm like,
No offense to whoever wrote this, but the series is the brainchild of Girls creator Lena Dunham, so you can expect the drama to be deep and the emotional toll to be high. What?
Nah.
Was this person high? Like, did this person watch Girls? Because, no.
I don't want a high emotional toll from watching television.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, I don't, I tried watching Girls once, I think, and I was just like, this is terrible. Why do people like
yeah.
it? These people are unlikable, and no, yeah.
I was watching clips of Travel Man on YouTube, a show that,
Alder Moss has. Why am I blanking on his name?
The guy who plays Moss in IT Crowd.
Oh, Ayoade.
Yeah, and he, like, it was, they did, like, a compilation of all the times that he, like, gets crazy drinks. So he's got, like, some BBC travel show, or maybe not BBC, but whatever, and he goes with, like, a different person each time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the clips was Lena Dunham, and I was like, eh. And I was like, I'm annoyed.
Skip when even Richard Ayoade can't make her, like, something you want to watch, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because he's amazing. Yeah, it's for her.
Yeah.
The same day as
when they first announced the Fantastic Beasts, we wanted him to be Newt's commander.
Aww.
Oh my god, that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
If that had been the case, I would be watching.
I would so be watching.
I would have been up with all this other crap for that, but.
Yeah.
They were smart enough to cast him, they would not be doing all this other crap, so.
Yeah. He would have been so much fun. Now I'm really. Not gonna see that movie.
I just ruined it.
There's a problem when you like do your dream casting and then you don't get who you want. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Sometimes
on that same night, the 14th is a bunch on the CW.
Yep.
Supergirl, Charmed, and Arrow.
Well, Arrow's on the 15th. Yeah, but just to say, like, I feel like people should give Charmed a shot. I thought it was a really cute pilot. If you are not that like. If you don't feel, like, extreme loyalty to the original Charmed and you just want to watch some, like, pretty lighthearted, considering they're witches, drama about, sisters and girl power and whatever, then just watch Charmed and see if you like it or not. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's cute.
Wasn't I just saying on a couple podcasts ago that I wanted lighthearted magic stuff?
Well, there you go. Here you are. Charmed will do that for you.
Oh, I'll watch the new one. There we go.
I have to tell you, Tatiana, you're the only person I know who has said good things about the pilot.
I know. Well, actually, I'm not the only person
watch
I know.
It when it airs,
other people that I watched it with, like, at Comic-Con thought it was cute. But, like, yeah, like, it's just, you know, if you just want to watch something just because. It's not like, you know, this is us. It's not highbrow television, but.
Honestly, that's how I felt about the original Charmed.
Yeah.
I did watch it. Although not religiously, but I just, like, when it was on, I would watch it.
Yeah, like, I've seen episodes of Charmed here and there, the original Charmed, and yeah. I didn't feel differently about this one, other than, you know, I know these actresses more because I've seen them in things recently. Like, that was the only difference.
I mean, I don't understand what the problem would be, because it's just taking the basic premise, but then telling a different story about different people, so then who cares?
Right. I don't know.
Like, you're not ruining anything.
But yeah.
It's like they use the same house and stuff, though, aren't they?
Are they using the same house?
I thought they were.
I just know that, like, their names are different, and their, you know, like, and the last name is different. And the person, at least in the first episode, like, the person that is their little guide dude didn't, like, give a connection to the other charm, so I don't know. It might be the same house, but they're not meant to replace them.
I mean, it could be pulling out the same house as an Easter egg, like, in that. Now we have our K-drama introduction. In the Reply series, it's
yes.
the same actor, actress playing the parents
yeah,
in every
no matter
single
what, yeah,
one.
Yeah.
But they're different people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an Easter egg.
Yeah, well.
So they could have the people, and it could just be
yeah.
for fun.
But obviously it was not an Easter egg people wanted. So yeah. Obviously only give it a shot if you like cheesy stuff and lighthearted magic. Don't give it a shot otherwise, because then you won't like it.
Yeah, you're going to have to expect it to be cheesy, because like,
yeah.
that's what the original was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that same day is Supergirl without Jeremy Jordan, so who cares anymore, right? Well, he's not a lead.
You're Supergirl without Jeremy Jordan. No, I'm excited for Nia Long.
That switched the death knell for you and not everything.
I haven't watched. I haven't watched the show.
She doesn't even go here.
I never really liked it. But he was like, at least I liked him.
Right.
But then his character was dumb anyway, so no, not
yeah.
really.
Yeah, but yeah, we are getting our first transgender superhero, so that's going to be exciting.
That is cool. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's why I'm, you know, that's my, and we're getting journalism this year. So finally, Kara will be a journalist.
I mean, that's what we're told.
That's what we've been told, yes. That is what we have been told.
They'll show it for one scene, and then it'll be back to nothing.
Well, right.
Now, I mean, you're supposed to get that back on The Flash, too, right?
Like, yes. Iris is supposed to be getting back to journalism on The Flash. Lois is coming for the crossover, so we can hope that there is, you know, some amount of journalism happening across these shows.
Yeah.
Arrow.
Do you still watch Arrow?
Yes.
Tatiana?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Just to, like, because it's related to all of them, right?
Exactly. Because we break down all of the DC TV shows, you know? We do all of them.
Yeah.
So, I watch all of them. But I wish I was not watching Arrow. I don't know. We'll see. On the one hand, it's like, oh, Colton Haynes is coming back, and I love Roy. But I only love Roy because he's Thea's man, and Thea's not here anymore. So, why are you here, Roy? Why aren't you in your happily ever after with Thea? But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the first one I stopped watching, so.
Yeah. And you were correct. You were correct.
Are you guys actually going to watch The Conners?
No.
Did anybody watch?
What's that?
That's the answer to Roseanne being canceled. So
no.
Roseanne without everybody else. Or with Roseanne without Roseanne, with only everybody else.
Yeah. It's like she died and now we're sad.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't watching Roseanne to begin with, so I'm not going to be watching The Conners. But I'll be interested to know if they, you know, pull it off at all.
Like, there's nothing else that day that I care about, except I can't decide if I want to watch The Rookie. Like,
did we mention Polder?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Just briefly. I don't watch it, so I didn't have anything to say, and you guys didn't say anything. I mean,
there's Legends. I watched the first two seasons kind of semi-out of order some weekend that I had a cold and didn't leave the sofa.
I want to watch it, but again, it's just whatever. Too much going on. But yeah, The Rookie is from the same person who created Castle, which was created for Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
So, and this was created for Nathan Fillion again. So it's just, like, it's Castle letting Nathan Fillion be Nathan Fillion without having to have the Stan Akadic who they hated each other. So that's
right. Which makes me not want to watch it.
I know. I don't know what I probably will end up giving it a shot just because I do mostly like Nathan Fillion, and if you just let Nathan Fillion be Nathan Fillion, it can usually be interesting.
Right.
This time he's the cop.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. It's like the same show, only he's the cop now. And it's in LA. Again, so, wasn't it? No, that was New York, right? So now this one's in LA.
Oh, okay.
Castle filmed in LA, but it was supposed to be New York.
Super different.
But this one actually... The 19th, Daredevil's back.
The 19th, all right. Yeah, I'm, you know, I guess I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do with that, you know?
Out of two seasons, it had 1.5 good shows.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, it's not even like I'm, you know, like, it's, so far it's been the most stable, right, of the Marvel Netflix shows.
Yeah.
The most consistent, if you will.
I read a headline that I did not read the rest of the article for that was about how Rosario Dawson's character is probably not going to be back.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, there goes all of the sense in Netflix Marvel series.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not as... Ever since I had people tell me that Rosario Dawson... not the nicest person in real life, I'm like, maybe I don't care anymore. Mm. Yeah. But don't know. And she helped write her... she helped write her ending, supposedly. You know, which her scene when she left.
For, like, in the Luke Cage ending?
Yeah, somebody said she helped write that
scene. Huh, okay.
Okay. But, I don't know. I feel like it was becoming a stretch to have in everybody's shows without everybody also showing up in everybody's shows. Yeah. So I kind of understand. Like, it only really makes sense to have her in Luke Cage now.
Oh, I mean, it worked for me in Daredevil because that's where she was introduced.
Yes. Well, it started out that way, but now I feel like she became so much a part of Luke Cage that it would feel weird to have her show. And she's not a nurse anymore. True. She doesn't work at the hospital. So, like, it feels like you have to shoehorn in something about Luke every time you're going to bring her in. So I kind of am okay with her not being around anymore. Although it would have been interesting to see if they had made her Night Nurse, like her own show. But
yeah,
that was never going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably. But Wilson Fisk is back, which I was like, already? He's already out of jail?
Right? This man, he never quits. But no, in terms of Rosario Dawson, I'm just fine with her having exited on her own terms and the character not being killed off. Because people kept telling me, like, she's going to die, she's going to get killed off so that they'll come together, or she's going to get killed off so like for like a last big arc, and I was like, I will kill you. And now that is not happening. So yay!
That's true. I like that.
Yeah.
Any hooples?
That same day, Lore is back on Amazon, which is, that's the, like, anthology series based on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the weird one. I watched some of the first season because I did interviews at New York Comic Con last year, and I'm actually doing them again next week. The way they tell the stories is really interesting to me, and it was a little off-putting at times because they're telling it, like, historical stories. They're historical paranormal stories, but the fact that they have live action role, like they have actors come in and play the stories out, but they're also just telling it like it was a weird mix that didn't really work for me, to be honest. I'm not like, I never finished watching that first season, and I don't know if I'm going to do it again.
Sadzy times.
Okay, what is this thing on October 21st? Wolf Creek, a young American seeks revenge after being targeted by a serial killer in the Australian outback.
Yeah.
On the Pop Channel.
That's all, like...
Pop Channel, which nobody has. I was like, I don't know, but I kind of want to watch it.
I remember talking to the actress, the lead actress of this show, at the Australians in Film Festival. Yeah? Yeah. That's all I can tell you. She seemed really cool. Therefore, you should watch this to support her.
It's foreign! Yay, we have a foreign topic.
Yeah, exactly. Woo, look at that! It's foreign. Yeah, it's Australian. You'll get to, you know a little bit about...
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, like, how often do you watch an Australian show? Not that often, so you may as well. Yeah. It's only 6 episodes,
I'm
why
like,
not?
I don't know if I have the Pop Channel though.
Well, apparently it's a joint venture between CBS and Lionsgate, so, huh.
We've never ever had TV period because we can't get things off the air. We're just like internet. This is also why this is how the K-drama habit started to an extent.
This is why you like streaming.
Yeah.
Yep.
It works very well for you.
That's funny. Yep.
I think going to actually watch Legends of Tomorrow now because
of Constantine.
It's going to be on it, but I'm going to regret it every moment because it's too cheesy for me.
I'm sorry.
But I love Constantine.
Yeah, you gotta do the things you gotta do for Constantine. And maybe watching it, like, in a row like that will make you feel better about it. Like, because it took people a season, right, to like Legends. So maybe.
Yeah. So maybe if I get through a season of the show.
You will like it too.
I don't know, man. We'll see. Is anybody going to watch Legacies? I never watched any of those shows.
Yeah, I am not going to. I wish them the best of luck. But I didn't watch Originals, and I quit Vampire Diaries Season 3, so whatever.
Can we basically just scroll through the rest and see if there's...
Yeah, I know, I'm just looking to see if
there's... Well, there's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I'm definitely going to check that out, you know.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
What about... I'm seeing that Roswell.
Yeah. Wait, Roswell?
Yeah.
It's coming,
Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's coming now?
That's like a TBD. So.
Yeah, that's mid-season. That's going to be mid-season. Yeah. But.
All right, sorry.
No,
I forgot. We're at Comic-Con next week, though, so.
Yay! I hope. So you're gonna speak to them?
I was invited. We haven't gotten confirmation yet. There's a lot of confirmations for New York Comic-Con that haven't gone out yet. So
oh, well, I will have lots of questions for them if you do speak to them. But yeah, that seems... Okay, cool. That kind of...
To watch Roswell again, I have, like, my parents made no sense in terms of what we were and were not allowed to watch. I watched Roswell with my parents.
Mm.
Like, we all watched it. We sat down and watched Roswell together, and I'm just like...
That's cute. Funny.
I know what my parents
love. I loved that show. So yeah, that.
Yeah. See, that's I don't remember much. Like, I think
I own DVD somewhere.
I think I looked for it. It's not streaming anywhere. I was like,
lame.
So, I wonder. It's not really a lot. I don't know if anybody watches Outlander.
I do watch Outlander, but I feel like the first season was the best season, and then ever since then, it's kind of like, oh, okay, sure.
I mean, I don't like suffering.
You don't like suffering.
I just was made so uncomfortable by Diana Gabaldon that I had a ton watch it in the show because of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Okay. Yeah.
I
feel like if there's nothing else that we would want to say, yes, we're excited for, we should probably stop.
No, I don't think there's anything really else. I mean, I am actually doing interviews again for Runaways, by the way, at New York Comic Con. So I just went to the set visit, and now I'm doing an interview again with them next week, which I think I'm doing red carpet, the press line, so I will get one-on-one interviews with them, which will be nice, but I didn't really like the first season very much. I've watched the episodes from the new season. That doesn't come out until December. But, yeah. I'll watch it, but we'll see. And I think that's it.
Yep.
All right. And that is it. Thank you again for tuning into With an Accent. Or thank you again for turning into Pop a la Carte. as always, you can listen to or look for interviews, reviews, news, all that stuff on withanaccent.com, and we'll be having lots of the interviews coming up from New York Comic Con. Lots of fun stuff coming in. I have 5 rooms confirmed so far. I think I have 9 that I'm waiting on. So lots and lots of stuff to look at. Anyway, and those videos will be going up on With an Accent TV, the YouTube channel. And you can follow us at With an Accent on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and that's it. And follow at Pop a la Carte Pod on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.